kiss me in the shadow of the wacky inflatable arm flailing man.
Like a friggin' egg.
Last time, on Bucci.
Promise, Bucci.
That you like me. And they did. Look at me, Bucci. Look here, right here, baby. You may, kiss. Is that a Bucci adage? No. It's one of the wisest things I've ever said. You know, I know religion's not for everybody. It is definitely for me. What do you want to put at the feet of my little Saint Joseph, Saint Giuseppe?
I like fish, and I think Saint Joseph would like fish.
Giuseppe.
This is Sophie and Henry.
Hello.
Have these Skittles been in your pocket, or are they in packets?
No, they're in packets.
Saint Joseph.
Let's hear him
speak.
I have an unopened box of dryer sheets. They're not bounced. It said it's Saint Joseph's Day, and that's my name.
Are you doing the hand gestures? You're going...
You know, this is my lucky bolt cutters.
You want his fingerprints on it, you mean?
You would never find anything of me on there.
Okay, so... of you.
They're in the tunic.
Looks like you're just using this as an opportunity to offload some oil, and it doesn't have any sort of spiritual or emotional attachments at all.
I mean, it's all contained. It's labeled.
I had some skeletons and stuffed animals, and so if he was ever got lonely, he might wanted those stuffed animals.
That is great, Hero. Call more.
Okay. We like all kinds of cuisine here, and I got some cuisine for Saint Joe.
What's the deal with Saint Joseph's solidarity?
No, that's not the word.
Thanks.
All right.
I want to get him some of those owl pellets. They'll regurgitate, you know, the stuff they don't need after they eat, like the hair and the bones and stuff.
You've been following around owls and collecting these things, I imagine?
Well... no, that's what I want. I've got to go find some, but no, not yet.
Bucci.
Piena di grazia. Il signore è con te.
How about a nice gefilte fish salad sandwich?
And now, this week, on Bucci.
Owl pellets. Yeah, he's talking all hot. He's talking all big. I'm going to put owl pellets at St. Joseph's feet. I'm like, all right, great, do it. Oh, I don't have them yet. Michael, what am I going to do with these people? He's not listening. Caller Igabuchi. Complain that the people in the condo are, like, going to shut down WFMU inevitably. That we can't have anything good without there being four bad things. But you know what? These people, I think, they make a mean casserole. Hey, what? It's Bucci.
Bucci.
Glad to be here. My voice sounds like super tinny right now. Not like the usual deep voice that you demand. Ah, the ocean. These March days, you know, you long for the beach, and so I have a little can of it with me. It's not making me sick. Is that a Bucci adage?
Bucci promise.
It's a Bucci promise. Okay. Let's see, make sure I got everything right. Cell phone charged. Woolly sweatshirt thrown over my shoulders. Track pants also thrown over my shoulders. And my sneakers knotted by the shoelaces and also thrown over my shoulders, just for fun. And I'm sitting on plastic before the WFMU DJs start freaking out. I'm sitting on a layer of plastic. I don't like that reverb. Bucci. I don't like that either. These modern reverbs. Bucci. Whatever. Do-do-do. All right. Sorry, I'm still getting situated. Feels like it's taking me longer and longer to get situated. All right. Oh, man. I gotta tell you something, though. This beard, that I've been growing this beard for about a month now, and it is driving, or she, I should say she, I call my beard she, is driving me crazy. It's like so I almost swore, itchy. I can't stop scratching it, see? It's ridiculous. I'm gonna be pawing at this thing the entire show. Luckily, I married, like, the one person in the world who likes to watch people scratching, so it's not causing any issues at home. My wife, recent wife, I should say, is, I come home and she's always on the Itch Reddit. You know, Itch Reddit? You've been on Itch Reddit where people are just scratching things and itching things? And you can watch a real crisp... I'm changing that reverb. You can watch a real crisp 4K video of someone like being tickled by a leaf of grass or a blade of grass. As, I don't know, like I just said. I was going to say Walt Whitman, but he said something else. You know, so you're tickled, someone's getting tickled by a blade of grass, and then you're like, oh, I'm so itchy, and then they start... Wait, I'll pull down the thing. Yeah. Or someone like, you know, blows on the back of your neck and they start itching. So you can just watch all these videos of like, you know, people basically scratching themselves red. And then into the skin. You know, or like they're wearing a very, you know, if they're wearing a yarn sweater, obviously it's going to be a full body scratch. Or if it's a parasite, that's a... You're going to have to get in there with a pencil or something. But my wife, I come home. She's sitting in the dark. Watching, like, you know. She's not hunched over, but in my mind she is. And she's just watching Itch Reddit. And she's like, so what? That's fine. But when she comes home and I'm sitting alone in the dark, she's like, oh, what happened? Another Beastie Boy die? Like, no. I'm just sad. Man. Well, that just goes to say that the beard is staying. I thought it was going to be a, like a marathon, WFMU marathon fundraiser, you know, rally beard, but then no one rallied around the beard. So it was just like I wasn't even wearing anything. But it's going to be cool. Well, you know, with the beard, and I kind of look like Dennis Wilson. I got a little toothpick stuck in my mouth, or two toothpicks sometimes, one on each side of the mouth. And I think it's working for me. So, anyway, I'm not going to keep talking about this marathon. I feel like I'm talking a lot about the marathon that happened almost 3 months ago. So, I mentioned last week that... I had these t-shirts for the marathon made as my premium, the Bucci premium. And they're in production now, these t-shirts, the coolest t-shirt. And people who have pledged us $75 or something could get the t-shirt. And so I've gotten a count on how many shirts that people ordered. And it's a lot. It's a lot. A lot of people bought shirts, so thank you for that. Though, also, you know, I'm going to have to pay a lot of money to get these things made. And I got the super soft t-shirt option, too. You should feel these shirts. When you finally get the shirt, I'm talking to you. When you finally get the shirt and feel these babies, that's $1.75 that you're feeling. That's what the extra cost of a shirt is, like $1.75 per shirt. So when you feel the shirt and you rub it against your face, That's $1.75 you're rubbing against your face. So just thank Bucci when you do.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-Bucci.
But it's, again, more money. More money per. And I don't have a job. I'm reduced to... I've been, like, yelling my resume on the street to see if anyone gets interested. Just, you know, I have experience in Microsoft Office. I have experience in multitasking. I have experience. Customer service experience, sort of. You know, just stuff like that. And, you know, no one's biting. Well, the NYPD came by. Some two cops came by and gave me an application. They're like, you sound like you're perfect for the job. I said, no thanks. No thank you. I don't need you. I don't need that money. I don't want to live in Staten Island. Ooh, zing on NYPD. They can take it. They're being backed up by the National Guard now. So, the job thing isn't working. So I figured the next best thing is to take the little money I have left, my little nest egg that I've been sitting on, put all the nests, all the eggs in the nest egg, and I'm sitting on it. And I'm gonna take that money, and I'm gonna let it ride. Gambling, baby, gambling. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, I'm at my wit's end. I gotta fund not only these T-shirts that are going out, but my, you know, lifestyle, which is getting more and more extravagant. The medical bills are piling up in my imagination, and soon they'll become real medical bills because I'm getting to that age. And, you know, I don't know. People who follow me on Instagram over there at Bucci Nights know that I'm a gambler.
Bucci.
A gambler. Got that gambling gene. And it's this big. I'm holding my arms out as far as they'll stretch. That's how big the gambling gene is in my family. I swear I was born with two dice in my pockets and people freaked out. Because, like, wait a minute, why does this infant newborn baby have pockets and why are there die in them? And they asked my mother, they grilled my mother, have you been eating die while the baby's in the womb? Dice? I don't know. It's just one of those things. So I was born a born gambler. My mother's born gambler. She gambled on children. She gambled that she was going to have give birth to Bucci.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-Bucci.
And she did. She won big time.
Ah.
I got to get rid of that drop. My father, he used to gamble too. He was, he would bet on whether a DVD that he got from the library would be too scratched up to play it. And he put himself through high school with that money. And he'd tell me stories. I'm like, wait a minute, this isn't adding up. There weren't DVDs when you were in high school. And he just gave me one of his glares. But he's like, oh yeah, I remember I got this DVD of, I think it was season 3 of The American Office from the library, and it's just like, unless, you know, you couldn't get past the menu. So anyway, that's what he would gamble on. My game, my personal game that I loved, gamble on, was High Lie. I don't, are you familiar with High Lie? People in the chat are like, duh, I've never seen, what is High Lie before? You know, I love you at the chat, but you need to get a bone up, literally, on ball sports. Yeah, High Lie is like a Latin American handball game. They have like a super hard ball, dense, and these two wicker kind of, what are they called? I don't know what they're called. Kind of sleeves that they can catch the ball in and then whip them. It's incredibly fast. It's the fastest ball sport in the world.
Bucci adage.
And that is a Bucci adage. Or it's a highlight adage, actually. And you can actually bet on this game. You know, there's two opposing players, and you can bet on it. But because it's humans, and humans are corrupt, the game is absolutely fixed all the time. Most of the time, it's totally fixed. The fix is in. So it's a crapshoot if the fix is going to go your way or not. And I've tried to get them to fix it for Bucci. They've always had some stupid excuse. Oh, we're not going to fix it. We're not going to fix it today. You know, we're not going to fix it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. We already fixed it earlier for your friend Steve. We can't fix it for you, Bucci. But, you know, if you watch a bunch of High Life, you'll start figuring out the game and you'll be able to kind of game the game. And I was, you know, I was able to make enough money to keep gambling, which is the ultimate prize. So I thought, okay, I'm going to do that. I'm going to go to a highlight court. There's got to be one around here. And I'm going to take this nest egg and I'm going to birth to it. And it's going to be, all these eggs are going to turn into $50 bills. But there's no highlight court in the area. How is that possible? The closest one is Connecticut. I'm never going there again. I'm just never going to go there. So, all right, that's not going to work. And then the other day, I was walking around despondently in the woods, as I am wont to do, and I want to do. Just, you know, hands in my pockets, kicking leaves, thinking about Bucci. And I came to this clearing. And in the clearing, there was I couldn't believe it. It was a beautiful horse was standing there. A beautiful man horse, a male horse, I should say. And it had a saddle on it, and it had ribbons in its hair. I'm like, where's your owner, horsey? I whispered. I should have a Bucci whisper drop. I don't. And then I saw off in the distance, there was a guy, and I think he might have been using the restroom, if you know what I mean, and had neglected his horse. Big mistake. So I took it. And I know I'm admitting this on the radio, but I could tell by that way that guy was using the restroom that he doesn't listen to WFMU. Way more of a 10-10 wins guy. So I took it, and I took it home, and I latched it out to, I tied him up outside. I'm like, and I'm pondering, like, what am I going to do? Can I sell the horse, maybe? That's, you know, a horse, beautiful man horse is definitely worth, you know, a little bit. But then I'm like, okay, well, no, it's getting close to Tuesday. I got to start thinking about what the heck I'm going to do on this show. And I kind of put two and two together. I'm like, wait a minute. What if I start betting on these ponies? I can bet on this horse. This horse looks fast. What if I could bet on a little horse race and I could, on the radio? That's a rhetorical question. And like, who can I race against? None of the WFMU DJs have horses. So I'm going to ask you, my listeners, who I know are rich. I want to race my horse against your horse. For money. tonight on the show. Here at Montgomery Downs International Horse Park. We're going to race horses to the death. Not to the death. I'm going to walk that back. For money. I'm going to be posted up. You're going to be posted up. And we're going to race these horses together. And may the best horse win. And it's like $10 a race. Because I can't be figuring out odds and everything like that. And that's going to be right after the break. We're going to be doing this. Horse racing. With Bucci.
Bucci.
Let's listen to some music now so we can get that started. What are we going to listen to? All right, here's a song. It's a Leonard Cohen song. Pretty sure it's about gambling, though you never know. He's such a poet. It's pretty sure it's a gambling song, and if it isn't, I apologize. It's off his very good 2001 album, 10 New Songs. It's 1,000 Kisses.
Deep. Only. On WFMU.
Nope, that's not it. That's it.
The ponies run.
Yeah, it is about gambling.
The girls are young. The odds are there to beat. Then it's done, your little winning streak.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Race your horse against Bucci. Horse.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music. Music.
I'm turning tricks. I'm getting fixed. I'm back on Boogie Street.
All right. That's enough. I don't think that song's about gambling after all. That song's not about horse racing. It's some metaphor about on a long enough timeline, everyone loses or something. Leave it to Leonard. Overcomplicate something. I should have played Some Guys Have All the Luck by Rod Stewart. That song is exactly what it sounds like. A very lucky guy complaining how he's not lucky enough. Some guy's got to go, shut up, Rod Stewart. All right, here we are. We're at the Montgomery Downs. We're racing horses for the thrill of it and $10. We're our first contestant or horse racer. I'm not sure what that's the name for them. Is up. Caller Yagabuchi.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Yes, hello. Hey, who's this?
Henry.
What's your name?
Henry.
Oh, hey, Henry. Did you call last week, Henry?
Yeah.
Oh, you did, didn't you? You were the one who put the M&Ms at the feet of St. Joseph?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Henry, do you have a horse?
Yes.
You do? What's your horse's name?
Bob.
Okay, Bob. Bob, how old is Bob, Henry?
78.
Oh, God. 78. All right, well, I think, all right, my horse is only 10, so I don't know. Well, we're going to find out. All right, Henry, are you ready to race? Are you ready to race, Henry?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get our horses up to the paddock. All right, easy does it. Easy, easy, easy. All right. And ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good afternoon and welcome to Montgomery Downs. It's a great day for a racehorse. Keep cheering, Henry. And they're off.
Go, Bob.
Bucci's horse is taking an early lead, but Bob is hot on his heels. Neck and neck, they go down the backstretch. Bucci holds onto the lead as they round the first turn, but Bob is not giving up. It's a tight race as they head into the far turn. Bob has 3.5 lengths to make up. The crowd is roaring with excitement. Oh, my God, the crowd is roaring so much. That's not a roar. And the backstretch, it's Bucci's horse and Bob, neck and neck, and it's... Bob!
Yeah!
Yeah, whoa! Woo! That's great. Hey, Bob, congratulations, Bob. Man, your 78-year-old horse can fly, Henry.
Thank you.
All right, well, you won, so I owe you $10. I'll email it to you, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, bye. I'm not going to email him. Sorry. Call you a Booch.
Booch.
Yeah.
It's Bob.
Another
it's Bob.
Bob
Barth.
Oh, it's Bob Barth. How you doing, Bob? WFMU's own Bob Barth.
Yeah, and also 78-year-old horse.
You're
Bob
also
Barth
all,
as
you're,
well,
we all contain multitudes, don't we, Bob?
We do. And let me tell you something right now. You got to keep me away from Henry. He is a evil taskmaster.
Oh, really?
He threatens me multiple times about turning me to glue if I don't run faster.
He shakes his little fist at you. You better go faster.
Be better, Bob. Be better.
Okay. Well, Bob.
We're to the glue factory with you.
Well, that's an outdated concept. I feel like most glue factories now, Bob, are like vegan glue factories. So I think maybe they're not making glue out of horses anymore.
So I'm safe, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I think you're safe. In fact, I think instead of being made into glue, with the help of like modern touchscreen technology, the horses are able to make glue just as fast as a human. They can just touch their noses against a screen and it makes the glue, or you know, it's a assembly line sort of thing.
Yeah, cutting out the middle weight, the middle class.
Yes.
Taking away their great
the
jobs
horses are taking away the glue factory glue. Jobs. But this, you know, they should. It's a sort of an apology for the horses that, you know, they were made into so much glue in the past, which I don't even understand. I've never been on a sticky horse before. Is that a Bucci adage? Probably. All right, Bob, do you have a horse aside from yourself that you want to race?
Yes, I do.
What's the name of your horse? You know, they have these funny names for racehorses. You know, what's the name of your horse?
My horse, now it's... It's controversial because it does create a stir, but my horse's name is Racer.
It's not a swear word. Uh-huh. Can you think of a different name of your horse?
Yeah, see, that's the thing. No one likes to cheer on Racer.
Yeah, I don't want to. See, that's the thing. I feel like the listeners are going to have a hard time cheering that on. So maybe it would be something else, like, you know, Tolerance. Could you change your names, your horses to Tolerance or Pappy's Tolerance or something like that?
That's better. We were going to go with Kid Toucher, but
no,
I like
but
Tolerance
no, no,
better.
No. We're going with Pappy's Tolerance. That's the name
Pappy's
of your horse.
Tolerance.
All right. So, all right, the horses are coming up to the gate. Let's get them moving. Move! There we go.
Come on, Pappy.
All right. And we are... They're ready, and... Whoa, and they're off. Pappy's Tolerance is quick off the... You're going to cheer on your horse, Bob. Quick off the gate.
Pappy, go for
He's
it.
He's powering ahead of Bucci's horse. Bucci's horse does not seem to be responding to the jockey. Seems very sluggish. Pappy's Tolerance about 3 lengths ahead, coming up at the far turn. Seems
Pappy,
to have it.
Hold on.
The jockey of Bucci's horse is pulling out something from his saddlebag. What is it? Oh my God, it's a copy of Sports Illustrated Horses in Swimsuit issue. Pappy's Tolerance has seen it. The horse is turning back with love in its eyes. Bucci's horse charges ahead. The magazine has been dropped. Pappy's Tolerance is down on its fetlocks looking at it in a lustful way. His jockey is furious, but there's nothing they can do about it. Horses love swimsuits just as much as other people, which is a Bucci adage.
Bucci.
And a half a mile ago, and Bucci's horse wins again!
Come on! The I'm not standing for this. Where's Ken Friedman? Get him on the line.
No, I'm sorry. I just got a text from Ken, and he said that was a legal race. Let me see what I'm reading the text. It was the most legal horse race he's ever heard. of
well,
Orsine.
Well, because he didn't call him by his name. His name was racist.
Nah, we're not going to cheer on racism, Bob. I can't do that on this show. Bob, Barth, Barth, tell them about your show, just real quick.
Yeah, there's a fantastic show that you're not listening to. It's every Thursday night right here on WFMU's Sheena's Jungle Room.
That's right.
You can catch me at 10 p.m. Thursday night Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Western Time. Western Time.
Yes, Western Time.
Like the Old West.
All right, partner. I'll see you soon. All right, man?
In the funny pages, buddy. All Take
right.
care.
Yeah, bye. Bye. I shouldn't have given him room to plug his show. Now everyone, I can hear everyone going over to listen to his show. Call it, you got Bucci.
Hello, Bucci. It's Franco.
Oh, hey, Franco. How you doing?
I'm fine. I just woke up.
Okay. You have a nice sleep? No terror? No night terror?
No, that was all last night. That's why I was sleeping right now.
Oh, I see. I see. Yeah, you... Yeah.
I was awake half the night.
Yeah. You know, I read about something with this thing where you want, you like, people want to punish themselves for some reason, so they force themselves to stay awake. They know they need to sleep, but they force themselves to stay awake. Is that something that you do? I do it.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, small talk is over, Franco. Do you have a horse in this race? We're racing racehorses. For those who just caught up, we're racing racehorses on Montgomery Downs. And
right.
My horse, which is called Bucci's horse, doesn't have a fancy name. And Franco has also brought his dragged, I am assuming, his horse to the starting gate. What's the name of your horse, Franco?
Pancake Elixir.
Pancake. Let me write this down. Pancake Elixir. All right, we're getting. Let's get these horses together. And whoa! Oh, Bucci's horse, calm down. It's just Franco. Franco, don't look my horse in the eye, please.
Okay.
All right, and let's get the races started. All right, keep. They're racing. Cheer on your horse, Frank. All right. And Pancake Elixir bolts off with lightning speed. Bucci's horse right behind the jockey and the horse working in perfect harmony as they approach the first turn. Entering the first obstacle now. Entering the first obstacle zone now. Here come the slime cannons. The slime. Oh my goodness gracious. The slime is drenching the horses. Pancake Elixir seems to be confused by this. I guess he didn't get the memo that there'd be slime cannons in this race. That's what you get for not... Cheer on your horse, Franco. That's what you get for not going to all the meetings, Pancake Elixir. Bucci's horse is pulling ahead of the slime, has only added to his speed. Coming up the next obstacle, it's the tube crawl. Bucci's horse is down on its hands and knees, crawling around the tube like he was born in a tube. Which is, we all are born in tubes if you think about it. Bucci's horse is coming through the tube into the final turn. He's climbing the rope bridge. That's the only the Tarzan swing left. And he's made it!
Did I win?
No, you didn't. You lost.
Okay.
Sorry, Franco, but it was very close. It was
I was on my home track, Santa Anita, which is 2 miles from here.
Yeah.
I would have kicked your
butt. Yes, that's right. Yeah, well, you know, I do have home court advantage, and my horse is a mutter. It likes to run in the slop.
But you know what? Does Montgomery Downs have a shopping center in the same parking lot? I highly doubt it.
No, but it does have a freeform radio station right in the center, so our DJs can, you know, can watch a horse.
Hey, does it have a food court?
No, I think it just has a, you know, it has like a hole in the ground that they throw food in and you can kind of root around.
Okay, I'm going to leave Pancake in the food court.
Don't leave Pancake in the food court. You got to take this horse with you.
Yeah.
All right. See you, Pancake. Okay. Bye, Franco. All right. Good job. Good job, Bucci's horse. You're doing so good. You're so cute. Oh. All right. Oh, Jesus. All right. Just calm down. I'm doing a radio show. Pete's sake. Caller, you got your Bucci and Bucci's horse.
Hey, Bucci's horse. Bucci.
Hey, Bucci.
How are you?
There's too many Buccis in this show. Who's this? This isn't Zach, is
Zachary.
It?
Oh,
yeah,
it is. Zachary.
Zachary. All right, Zachary. Zachary, do you have a horse that you want to put? You have a horse in this race?
Oh, yeah, Prolixic Penny.
Okay. Prolixic Penny. That's a good name, I guess. Penny.
Yeah.
With an IE hey, or why?
Are you connecting with Andy for your gambling? You know, he's a big gambler.
No, I like to gamble. I'm a solitary gambler.
Okay.
Oh, my God. All right, so you ready?
Real quick, before we do that.
Yeah, real quick.
For Henry, send me your PayPal. You can't stiff that kid. He beat you fair and square. I'll send you the $10 if you don't have it. I know you're hard up.
I'm hard up. I mean, this isn't a scam or anything like that. Look, I promise I'm going to – Henry, if you're listening, I will pay you. I promise.
Trust.
Just don't – just relax. You know, it will come eventually in some form. Zach, we're not talking about the money that Henry lost. We're talking about the money that you or may or may not lose coming up.
You're going to get it?
All right. And
it's not rigged. It's not fixed.
No, it's not fixed. All right, ready? Let's get your horses up to the post.
All right.
All right.
Ready for it?
All right, and... Oh, my God. Go! Race! Still running. Still at it. More running.
Collector.
And, oh, they won! Both of them at the same time. Never happened before.
Hi.
The money cancels each other out. I'm very sorry, Zach. You're going home empty-handed because I'm keeping that horse, too. It's a sweet one. All right, bye. Caller, you got Bucci.
Oh, what up, Bucci?
Oh, what up? Who's this? Double G? It's Double G. The GGs. Is Double G gonna bet on the GGs, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, GG's, Chi-Chi's, whichever you got.
All right, I'll write that down. GG, Double G, what's the name of your horse? And remember, you can't swear on the radio.
I've never sworn on the radio, Gucci. My name of my horse, it's an elderly horse. I inherited it from the Aqueduct Racetrack.
Uh-huh.
It's, she took everything from me, the house, the kids, the dog.
It's very long. She.
You can call it She Took Everything.
She Took Everything. I'm just going to say She Took Everything because it's very long. All right. And where did you get this horse? Did you get it in some sort of alimony? At least she didn't take the horse, apparently.
So there used to be a flea market at the Aqueduct Racetrack.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say I got this one for a good price. It's an old horse.
All right. So she took everything from me against my horse, Bucci's horse. If you just tuned in, which I really don't imagine you have, everyone listens to this entire show from soup to nuts. But if you have, we're racing horses on the radio. I have a beautiful male horse that I found in the woods, and I'm racing against caller's horses. So if you want to pit your horse against my horse, 201-209-9368, and we can have a good old fashion, you know, horse race. All right, you ready, Zach? I mean, Double G. It's my problem. When the Z's call back-to-back, I get very confused. All right, you ready? Let's just, no, my horse does not like you, Double G. I think you're very... All right, are you ready? Let's... you're almost ready.
She's okay. You're ready.
All right, and we're off. Cheer your horse around, Double G.
Yeah, no, it's she's old.
And the horses are racing.
Okay.
She took everything, goes out to a fast lead, and is powering through the mud like it was born in the mud. Bucci's horse... falling way back in the pack. Seems very confused by the mud. And, but then, what's this? Oh, it's another horse. There's a third horse racing. Who is this? Oh, it's canceled out. Nope, we can't have three horses racing. It's only a two. Did you bring another horse? What's going on here?
That's not my horse. I only have one horse.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid you were very close to winning, but I'm afraid it's a disqualification. We can't have three horses on the track.
You know this is his horse last race. You got to take her away from that?
No, well, I mean, just it is the horse's last race. We're not promised to win, you know, at the very end of our lives. It's not like when we're on our deathbed, you get a win automatically.
Too close, but let's just say Elmer is the next stop for her. She took everything.
Well, like I said, there's only vegan horse. We're not going to turn, I mean, there's vegan glue factories, you know, now. You can't, they're not making glue out of meat anymore. Is that a Bucci? All right, Zach. I mean, Double G, I'm very sorry. There's too many Z's. But that was a close call for Bucci's horse. Only beaten once by Henry. 201-209-9368 if you want to race a horse against Bucci. Oh, we got a call. We got another racer on the line. Caller, you got your Bucci and Bucci's horse.
Hey, how's it going, Bucci?
Jesus. Hey, who's this? Is this Hero?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Hero. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. So, what's the name of your horse, Hero? Do you have one? Do you even have a horse?
Oh, yes, I do. I have a 40-year-old war horse.
40-year-old war horse.
And his name is Peter Pinklewood.
Horse Peter Pinklewood. What wars did Peter Pinklewood fight in, Hero?
Oh, he didn't really fight. He was just trained to go real fast. He was guarding a certain castle.
Castle, yeah. Okay, so this is a kind of a war horse, but it's more of a, you know, it plays defense, not offense.
Right.
Okay, let's get our horses up to, the post.
All right.
All right, and you ready, Hero? Let's go! Cheer your horse on, buddy! And we're off, and the horses are running through the track. There's what's the name of the horse? Peter Pinklewood is up to a fast start, and Bucci's horse right behind him. You gotta cheer on your horse, Hero, or the horse is going to get really mad.
Peter Pinklewood, come on, get higher, get faster.
Oh, and the horses are real. This is a really competitive one. And that's it. That's the end of the. And guess what, Hero, you won. My horse didn't even finish. It's still walking around in circles out there. That war horse beat the pants off of my horse.
All right.
Good congratulations. I owe you $10. He's not getting anything. He'll get an email that said your $10 is attached to this email. It'll be a photo of $10 that I send to him.
Bucci.
Yeah, we're 201-209-9368. We have some time for a couple more horse races out there. We're having a lot of fun. Racing horses, I've lost twice, both time to children, which is a little humiliating, but, children are the best, you know, horses love children, and so they want to do their best for them. This horse should be doing its best for Bucci. Call you, Bucci.
Yes.
Yes, hello, who is this?
This is Seth.
Oh, hey, Seth. Did you get any owl pellets yet? Did you find a bunch of owl pellets yet?
I did. They were under my pillow when I woke up the next day. I didn't even have to go anywhere.
Oh, I see. So they were there like Dorothy's slippers all along, a whole bag full of owl pellets under your,
pillow.
Okay, well, I don't have the statue of St. Joseph, but I just, if you could maybe go to a church and throw them there.
Yeah.
That would be great. What's the name of your horse there, Seth?
It's ABCDEFGHIJKL.
No. You got to shorten it. What's the secret name of your horse? That's the government name. What's your nickname for it?
Partial.
I'm going to call it Alphabet. I'm going to call it Alphabet Pappy. Alphabet Pappy.
That'll work.
All right.
Okay. I got to warn you, Marshall Avis Severin has wings on his hooves.
No, okay.
Is he allowed to use them?
Did you staple them on or something like that? Or, what's going on with these wings?
I can take them off if you think it's unfair.
Yeah, I do. I want you to take them off. Obviously.
He's a good racing horse.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's cheating. It's like if I had, a rocket pack on Bucci's horse. You would be furious, right? So take the wings off now.
Okay, I'll clip them off.
All right. And
that's actually better because I was afraid he'd just spin around in circles instead.
I was afraid of that too. All right, let's get the horses up to the paddock or whatever the hell it's called. All right. And let's get the race going. So loud. And the race is going. The horses are running very slowly here. I don't know what's going on here. Pappy's Alphabet Pappy is almost walking, and Bucci's horse is not moving at all. What is going on? All right, maybe you gotta cheer on your horse. Let's go. Come on, Seth. Cheer your horse on.
We're going, man.
All right, but it's very slow. And what are they doing? They're heading back to the stables. Oh my God, they've quit. The horses quit. That's the first time a horse has ever quit a race. And here come the boos.
Ooh.
I must not have gotten enough sleep.
Pappy, Alphabet Pappy is not responding. Oh, he's made a very obscene gesture that I can't describe on the air. But this race is over. Sorry, Seth. No one won that one. The horses refused to run.
I'll call it a tie. It ain't bad.
Yeah, you can call that a tie. All right. Kiss those owl pellets to sleep for me. 201-209-9368. We're racing horses on the radio, which is a radio second. I believe Cremo Coyle once did it on his show. He raced horses or something like that. But it's a radio second. 201-209-9368. If you want to race your horse against Bucci's horse, I've won 3 and lost 2 here. I'm not going to take it out on the horse, like I said. It's a part of me now, and I'm going to maybe sell it after this show. I've been gambling. Like I said, I've had the gambling bug almost my entire life. Before I found High Lie, I would be gambling on all sorts of crazy things. There's this thing called cheese rolling. It's a European sport, but I am trying to bring it to America. And they take wheels of cheese, big wheels of cheese, and they go up a hill and they roll it down. And then you have to chase the cheese, which is harder than it seems because, you're scrambling and running, and the cheese is, running and rolling and rolling, and you're trying to beat this other people, and there's rocks everywhere. And this is something you can gamble on. So I'm starting that up, but I don't have the money for all the cheese because it's super expensive. It's like $50 a roll. So that's not so great. That didn't work. And also, I would just be eating the cheese. I'm a cheese guy.
Bucci.
This is a game that I was also gambling on called Bog Snorkeling. I wonder if Salt Shaker has ever heard of this. Bog snorkeling is you snorkel in a bog. You go to a bog and then you snorkel through it. And then it's like a race, but it's in a bog. And, it's a very slow race because you get tangled in weeds and you get caught up in the wonder of a bog, the salamanders and whatnot. So, but that's a nice gambling outlet if you don't want to do something more like poker or whatever. Who's the next Pope? That's a very popular one. Before the last Pope, I can't think of his name. Let's bring some music up. Last Pope, all my buddies get along and we're going to, bet who's the next Pope. I thought it was going to be this guy named Mike. Turned out it was St. Francis. Or is he a saint? I don't know. Joe Francis. So I lost that bet. My wife gambles. She is in a husband carrying league that you can also bet on. You do is you pick up your husband, Bucci, and race, run with it. I find it kind of one of the more intimate things I do. We're together. We're holding on to each other tight. I've got the wind in my hair as she runs down the street laughing and flipping off the other runners. And it turns out I'm as light as a feather, so she couldn't feel me when I fell off. So she was disqualified. 201-209-9368. Hey, Jim! Is Jim out there? Jim, you want to race your horse with Bucci?
My horse is ready.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, hold on. Let me bring up your horse.
Sorry, my horse was just born. So.
Was it? Is it a baby?
It's a baby.
Oh, it's so cute.
It's got so. It's like its little, you know,
oh,
full legs. Oh, look how beautiful he is.
Look at.
I mean, I.
Oh, you can hold it in the palm of your hand.
I painted him pink.
Oh. All right. Well,
his name is Dracula's Wiener Dog. Or Dracula's Wiener for short.
Dracula's Wiener Dog. No, it's not going to be for short. For long.
That's for long?
People just want.
You can't say Dracula's Wiener on the air? On the Sheena stream, we could.
Yeah, we're not on
the Sheena. Let's get
Bob Barth.
You're
not Bob Barth.
Bob Barth can do anything.
Bob Barth wants to root for racism.
I think they kill babies on that channel.
Yeah, I don't know what they do there. All right, are you ready?
Yes.
All right.
Let's go Dracula's Wiener Dog.
All right, let's go Bucci's horse. And the horses are coming up to the paddock.
Go, Dracula's Wiener Dog.
The horse isn't. The race isn't started.
Oh, it's
yet.
Not started.
No.
I just. They're doing such a great job so far. I'm
yes.
just such a big fan.
Yeah, me too.
Of all the horsies.
Can you hear that horse?
Yeah, it's doing great.
All right. Yeah. Ready? Let's go.
Okay. Hey, 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 hey. Oh, they shot the horse.
No, it's a gun. Just keep.
Why running. Are they pointing that gun all over the place?
Oh, and the horses are off.
Go, Dracula's Wiener Dog.
Dracula's Wiener Dog is right up ahead.
Go, Dracula's Wiener Dog.
Oh, it's so cute and darling. And Bucci's horse is right behind it.
Your horse is tired, I think.
I think my horse is very tired, and this is your first race. So, Dracula's Wiener Dog.
Dracula's Wiener Dog
coming
doing
up,
good.
Coming up on the last... I don't know any of the racing terms.
The last stretch?
Yeah, the last stretch.
Down the stretch they come.
Down the stretch they come, and Dracula's Wiener Dog is dead. Oh,
what?
I'm so
what?
Sorry.
Oh,
it passed away.
Not another dead horse.
My goodness.
What is this?
That's so sad. Put Dracula's Wiener Dog
in
your
luck by David Milch? There's just dead horses everywhere. Dustin Hoffman laughing about dead horses.
Oh, you mean the show?
Yeah, remember that show? They had to cancel it because all the horses died.
Yeah, the guy who created Deadwood.
Yeah, yeah.
He hit that triple with Deadwood.
They should have called that show Dead Horses. Because literally they had to cancel it because it was like, how many more horses are you guys going to kill on this show?
For stupid television.
It's just a television
just
show,
trying
David.
To relaunch Dustin
down.
Hoffman's career.
Yeah, it didn't work.
What was it called again? Luck.
Luck.
It was called Luck.
It's a terrible name.
Yeah, well, he also did that other show.
Which they
John from Cincinnati.
The
yeah.
surfer show?
Yeah. I guess he had one in him. David Milch. That's
David
his
Milch.
Name. Yeah. Did you like Deadwood?
Oh,
we're
I
just
love
talking
it.
About Deadwood.
Love
now.
Deadwood.
Did you like the movie?
Yeah, I loved it.
Well, we don't have any more calls. 201-209-9368.
There was somebody calling. Call back.
Call back. We're going to race.
It's horsey time.
We have one more time for a horse race.
I mean, I have to bury my horse.
Yeah, well,
Dracula's
just bury it in your hooded sweatshirt, in the hood of your sweatshirt or something. Don't bury it in around here. Mike is out.
Oh, yeah, well, it's Holy Week, so he's probably taking the week off and
that guy,
be back next week.
That guy has put on knee pads.
I'm going to give some people some old-time religion
so
this
much.
Week.
Yeah, you're going to bring him some...
I can't say no when Jesus needs my service. When he says go, I'll do the best I can. I don't know. That's the only words I know in that song.
I don't know that song. All right. Oh, we got a horse. We got a race going. Call it Yagabushi.
Hello. I got a horse to race.
Yeah. What's your name, real quick?
Salt Pepper Ketchup.
Salt Pepper. What kind of horse is it? What kind of horse is it?
Purebred American Beagle.
Pepper. What is it? Salt Pepper Ketchup.
Yep.
And what's your name?
Chan.
Chan. Okay, Chan. All right, we're going to race Salt Pepper Ketchup real quick, and let's get it going, and...
Hello.
Cheer, cheer, baby, cheer.
Yeah, baby, Salt Pepper.
Come on, Bucci's horse. Come on, Bucci's horse. You've been listening to WFMU East Orange, WFMU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online and all the time at WFMU.org. And Bucci's horse won. Sorry, Salt Ketchup, you lost. I only owe $20. All right, that's enough for me. Music of Mind Control with Jim the Poet is up next. He's going to rock it.
And give me that old time religion.
Jim, are you...
I got lots of CDs.
I'm out of material.
That's it? You're done?
I'm done.
It's 7 o'clock.
I know. I have just enough material for 7,
yeah,
for 1 hour.
Hit the red button.
Which one?
I don't know.
CD 1?
Yeah.
Who listens to Bucci? You do, Chewie.